UN officials say UNRWA aid convoys have not yet been sent into Gaza's hunger-stricken south, despite Israeli assurances the road was safe for trucks to travel. UNRWA chief Philip Lazzarini said fighting has continued in Rafah and that the decision to pause operations for humanitarian aid entry was not being put in place. Over the weekend, Israel's military announced it would take daily pauses near the Kerem Shalmon crossing to the Salah al-Din road to allow humanitarian aid in. The spokesperson for Kogat, the Israeli security group responsible for the aid shipments, Shimon Friedman, says that only 62 trucks reached the Gazan side of the crossing on Monday, all of them privately owned.
This new initiative, which began on Saturday, allows international organizations to move on the route without having to first coordinate. This gives them greater flexibility, and we hope to see it increase the amount of aid making its way to the humanitarian zone. So far, we haven't seen the UN take full advantage of this step. Israel remains committed to facilitating aid and working with the international community to see the aid make it to where it is needed.